So I thought I'd talk this morning a little bit about appreciation. We've been getting some copies of emails coming from members abroad, going to the members of the Wailua Mission, verbalizing their appreciation for all the hospitality they received during their stay here for 1 or 2 weeks or more during our recent event. And it's wonderful to see that, because appreciation is something we often feel, but don't often enough express. Somehow it's just not that common, not in our social norm to spend a lot of time verbalizing our appreciation for what others have done for us. So quite often other people really don't know and feel the benefit of what we feel on the inside toward them. We haven't told them, so they don't get that. But it's important. It's a very important part of life. And I have a story to tell about a bird. This is a true story. We eat lunch in the courtyard, seated on the ground, and we used to serve right out on the top of the counter, so we'd have all the serving dishes there. And one spring season, there was a bird. I imagine the bird had young. So the bird would come. It figured out when the food was out. So the bird would come every day at the same time, fly down, grab a little food, go away, come back a second time, grab a little food, and fly away. So we began noticing that this was happening every day. So we started putting out different little piles of food so it was easier, so the bird didn't have to go into our serving dish. And so we put out a little pile of food on the counter, and the bird would fly down, grab the food, and go away. Then we realized the bird liked tofu. So we made sure whenever we had tofu, you know, we put tofu in the pile, and the bird would come down, grab the tofu, and fly away. And then come back again, grab the food, and fly away. So one day the bird did that and then came back a third time and sang the most beautiful song. Just went on and on with this beautiful song. It was like expressing appreciation. Didn't have to come back and sing to us. You know, I mean, there wasn't any food, didn't want food. Just on its own accord came back and sat where it usually did on top of the water faucet and sang this beautiful song of appreciation. At least how that's how it registered to me. And so it just, whenever I think of appreciation, I think of that bird, you know. And it struck me that appreciation is such a beautiful expression of culture. And it's also important. It's an important balance in life, because life has its ups and downs. And when we're up, we're fine. But when we're down, we're not. And when we're down, we can get discouraged and depressed and wonder how other people feel about us and, you know, go through moods and emotions. And one of the factors which helps us pull out of that is if we have been appreciated. You know, if we feel others appreciate us, it's easier to pull ourselves out of those moods. But if we don't feel appreciated, if we kind of feel isolated by ourselves, then it can be hard to pull out of such a state of mind. So appreciation helps everyone keep up, keep buoyant, and handle the difficulties in life a little easier. Appreciation also relates to the idea of training someone or correcting someone. We're all in situations where that manifests. Most common situation, of course, is parents and children. Parents are responsible for training the children. But in the workplace, we may be a supervisor. We may have certain responsibilities for others under us, and then we're in the same situation of training others. Of course, a teacher in a classroom is in a situation similar to a parent. There's obviously training going on. We're molding the minds of a younger generation. In the monastery, we have structures, kulam structures, whereby the head of the kulam is responsible for training the individuals in the kulam. And sometimes we even have subgroups in the kulam. where it's an individual who's the most experienced, responsible for training others. So this idea of appreciation carries over into all training situations, parent-child, teacher-student, supervisor, supervised, Dalivar, member of the Kulam, applies to a guru, applies to any teacher, like a music teacher, a dance teacher, that we need to balance praise and blame. We have to balance praise and blame. What does it mean? It means we need to verbalize the good qualities, the successes toward our children. Praise them when things go well. Tell them how wonderful they are. Tell them we love them. We need to praise our students. For a supervisor, we need to praise those who are supervised when they do things well and encourage them. Show them we care. Dalivar praises the member of the Kulams when they do things well. And then because the majority of impressions that have gone into the mind are one of praise, one that everything is going well, one that we're loved, when there's a need to correct, and that's verbalized, it's taken well. Because the majority of impressions that we have between the two parties is one of praise, one of love, one of kindness. So a impression of correction for doing something wrong isn't a devastation. Because that's not the majority of impressions. But if we don't hit the right balance, you can see what happens. The mind gets filled up with too much correction, and then it doesn't find the right balance. Correction goes in upon other correction and doesn't produce the desired result. The behavior doesn't change. It's just one more correction going in among too many corrections. So the idea of a correction isn't to tell someone they're bad or wrong. The idea is to change behavior, right? We want to change someone's behavior. Their behavior isn't right for some reason. It can be improved upon. So in order to motivate the person through correction, it has to go into a mind that's filled with praise. Even a teacher, like a dance teacher. If a dance teacher only gives correction, eventually the student will give up. You know, say, this is impossible. I can't seem to do anything right. It has to find the right balance so that there's enough praise so that the correction is taken in a way that person is motivated to change behavior. Otherwise, the person just gets discouraged and doesn't even try and change the behavior.